We're here at the opening of the Bear Crop Science Bee Care Center in North Carolina. With me is the Commissioner of Agriculture for North Carolina, Steve Troxler. And Steve, tell me a little bit about what this means for not only your state of North Carolina, but really for the world.
Well, you know, I think we all understand the importance of pollinators to crops, and they've been called the spark plug of agriculture. So I said when I spoke, you know, if the spark plug's not functioning, neither is the car. So we've got to pay particular attention to our pollinators, and I can't say enough thanks to Bayer for this center and the research that's going to go on into the health of pollinators.
Well, now you talked also about how North Carolina is starting to grow more specialty crops. Tell me a little bit more.
You know, we're uniquely situated to a lot of the large population centers on the East Coast, and we have the climate, the land, and the expertise to become a big player in specialty crops. And we've seen this market grow over the years, and we're being approached by a lot of different grocery chains now about, you know, could you step up production of these crops in North Carolina, because, you know, it cuts our transportation cost, and we know that you have the technology, you have the university system, you have everything here to do it. So, you know, we're being approached to do that.
Well, and you talked also about working with the legislature. Of course, like any state, you're becoming just as much urbanized as anyone else. How important is it for you to have things like this that you can point to about how agriculture is having a real impact on this state?
Well, you know, my message to the legislature is, you know, we are a successful industry, a growth industry. We're the number one industry in North Carolina. But to continue this growth and success, we've got to have agricultural research. And that means we've got to have the partnership with private industry like Bayer. We've got to have the research through the university system that we have here in North Carolina. And just because right now the grocery shelves are full, we can't back up. The thing that's going to drive the future of agriculture will be research. The weather's a constant. Government policy always plays a role in how successful we are. But from my standpoint, if we don't step up the agricultural research, we're not going to feed this hungry world that that everybody's talking about.
Well, and that's a nice segue into Rich over here, Rich Linton with North Carolina State University. And, of course, a lot of the research comes out of your university. And tell me how what this center, the Bear Bee Care Center, means to you.
Well, if you look at what the responsibility and goal of a university in a land-grant system is, it's all about producing students for a very important industry of agriculture, and it's also about working with our stakeholders around research efforts and around outreach efforts. So the effort here being done today with Bayer Crop Science is just shows great innovation around creating students and research opportunities.
So you have some of your students already involved here?
We do. We have a number of students that work with Bayer Crop Science in a lot of different areas around plant production, around bee care facilities, as well as on the chemical side. And the goal here with our students at North Carolina State is to be able to provide a very hands-on experience with industry so that when they graduate, they're ready to start working in a job right out of school.
Well, when Steve talked about the importance of research, and I know that all states are like this, all the state legislators, every year it seems like there's less money available. Are you seeing that as well?
We're certainly seeing less money, which plays to the commissioner's point about the importance of partnerships. We need to develop important partnerships with regulatory, with industry, and with academia in order to be able to utilize our resources in the most effective ways to be able to grow agriculture and life sciences in North Carolina.
Well, good point. That's right. We can't just depend on tax money. We got to all contribute. Is there anything else that either one of you would like to add?
You know, we're really proud here in North Carolina of the partnerships that we have with agribusiness companies, and this is one example. And, you know, we look forward to being able to see a future in agriculture, not only in North Carolina, but across the United States, where we remain the breadbasket of the world and contribute to the health of people all across the world.
Thank you very much. You're at the opening of the Bear Crop Science Bee Care Center in North Carolina. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.